relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story. I feel really sorry for people on YouTube who don't get to hear our bumper music. Sometimes algorithms are cool. This song came up on my YouTube feed. If you're listening on the radio and you're of a certain vintage, you'll know who that is. That's Jan. That's Jan Jeffries. Fran Jeffries singing from the original 1963 Pink Panther. It puts me in the mood. I posted it on my Twitter feed, on my Facebook yesterday. And it kind of, it's emblematic of the fun we have when Boris is in studio. Right, Boris, we always have fun,
no
don't we?
No doubt about it. We have a great time.
Boris Epstein, he is, of course, our regular guest here on America First. Just having far too much fun at the expense of... well, everybody who doesn't believe in our great nation. He is the chief political commentator at the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Follow him at Boris EP on Twitter and every morning, bright and early, 6 a.m. Get his breakfast with Boris.com briefing and you will never miss a beat. Boris asked me if I watched the debates. I'm not going to answer that question on air because... I just won't. But we have some good audio cuts that have to do with the debate. And here is somebody who says he's not a communist, but I have to know if you agree. I don't know what he was a czar or something for Obama. His name is Van Jones, and he was on CNN. And this was his take on yesterday's Democrat debate, cut one.
I want to say that tonight for me was dispiriting. Democrats have to do better than what we saw tonight. There was nothing I saw tonight that would be able to take Donald Trump out, and I want to see a Democrat in the White House as soon as possible. There was nothing tonight that, if you're looking at this thing, you say this, any of these people are prepared for what Donald Trump is going to do to us, and to see further division tonight is very dispiriting.
Van Jones said nothing he saw could take down our old boss Donald Trump. Boris.
So I'm going to shock you. Are you ready?
Hang on. Go ahead, Boris.
I know Van Jones. Van Jones is a friend.
What? Who let him in here?
Van Jones is a friend of mine. We disagree on everything.
How can you be friends with somebody you disagree with everything on?
Because I think Van Jones deep down loves the president. Van Jones worked with the administration on the criminal justice reform.
He did.
He was there. The president pointed to him during the event.
Are you saying he's like a secret MAGA guy?
I just think deep down, he likes what the president stands for.
And he just can't admit it.
He just doesn't want to admit it yet, but I think he's going to get there soon enough.
What is it Mike Lindell always says? Everybody loves the president. Some people just don't know it yet.
That's right.
So talk to us about his comment, because that's big, Van Jones.
Van and I were texting about this last night, believe
me.
No way. Yeah, he's there. Because it is interesting for folks like us, who are obviously huge supporters of the president. We take a bullet for the president. But to get input from folks on the other side,
Did he tell you how his buddies reacted to what he said?
Well, I think, I'm sure he got a lot of heat.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of heat for working with the administration on criminal justice, by the way.
This is true.
As well. So that was courageous, for somebody from the left to work with this administration with all the Trump derangement syndrome going on out there. What happened last night is you saw a stage that was the least diverse thing you could imagine, pretty much. Maybe if there were no women, it's just all old guys. That's one thing. You got Buttigieg, you got women. But it was a all-white field, and it was boring. And
somebody told me this, and I fess up now. I didn't watch it. I'm sorry I didn't watch it.
I'm going to give you the breakdown.
But somebody told me they were bored. The participants were bored.
So here are the numbers. Septuagenarians, 3. Millionaires and billionaires, 5.
Wow.
Minorities, 0.
No. 1/1,024th.
Oh, my God. I forgot. Pocahontas, I'm so sorry. So it was a terrible debate. CNN sadly did a bad job.
I heard the moderator's not good.
I mean, Abby Phillip, with all due respect to Abby, I mean, what is she thinking? She asked Bernie Sanders this question, right? Which, by the way, I mean, this whole thing is he said, she said, you know, why would Bernie Sanders say to Elizabeth Warren, I don't think a woman could be elected president?
You,
I don't believe
you mean
that.
This question, Abby Phillips, last night with Bernie Sanders. Very strange. Cut 3.
Very strange.
So, Senator Sanders, I do want to be clear here. You're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman could not win the election.
That is correct.
Senator Warren, what did you think when Senator Sanders told you a woman could not win the election?
What?
Is that Saturday
Night Live? I disagreed. Bernie is my friend.
That's the moderator or the campaign manager?
You know what? Obviously, none of us are Bernie supporters. But, you know, there's a lot on Twitter from folks who are, you know, supporters of the president. Even, you know, Don Jr. tweeted about it. It does seem like the fix is in again against Bernie.
Yeah. They just can't let him, can they?
They hate him so much. I mean, what was that? And you know what? Good for Bernie. He just laughed it off. I don't know what I would have done. If that's me, I might have taken my microphone down and say, listen, if this is how you're going to treat me,
just
I'm
walk off
I'm
stage.
Out of here.
Right.
Good night and good luck. I mean, they had a meeting. He says he didn't say it. Warren says... He said, why would one senator to another senator, a woman, and a potential and probable opponent say, you know what? I don't think a woman could be elected president. I just don't believe it. I don't believe her. And you know what? She's already got a history of lying.
You're saying she's lying again?
I think she may be lying again.
All right. One last audio cut. It's too fun not to share. Somebody who had a very... very bad night. And I'm always torn as to whether I give this guy oxygen on my national platform, because I know we have more listeners and viewers than he could ever dream of. He's a former Republican senator called Joe Scarborough, cut 4.
It really is shocking that the decisions that these Democratic candidates have made, shocking politically, over the past 6-8 months. Many of them in the first 2 or 3 debates decided that it was going to be a good move to attack Barack Obama on health care and immigration. Just stupid. And very few of them focus on Trump. The framework of Madisonian democracy is at risk. America's standing in the world is at risk. Our government... and everything that we have believed that it was striving to be is at risk. And Democrats are debating what somebody may have said on the telephone 2 years ago.
Boris Epstein, it is 4:14 in the swamp. Literally minutes ago, the most powerful man in the world signed phase 1 of a trade deal with China.
Historic.
Qasem Soleimani is dead. Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is dead. The stock markets are at records. We've added $11 trillion to the economy since the election. And according to Joe Scarborough, America's standing in the world has never been this bad.
And the Madisonian
democracy is in danger.
He's really upset.
I'd love to hear a lecture from him on Madisonian democracy. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
Right. It's like getting a lecture from him on his personal life.
No, which hair dye he uses.
Yeah. And by the way, I didn't hear a lot from Mika Brzezinski in that snippet. She doesn't do much talking on the show, let's be honest.
He's not happy, is he, Boris?
He's not a happy person. He's a very sad person. I guess maybe he didn't invest in the stock market that's up over 50% on the S&P and the Dow, up over 75% on NASDAQ. Maybe he didn't invest in that. Those are numbers since Donald
maybe he
Trump's
believed
election.
Krugman. Remember what Krugman said?
Yeah, maybe he thought
biggest recession in history.
Exactly. Maybe he invested in the German economy. The German economy, which is in a recession right now.
But isn't it telling? The last part of that audio thing is so telling, Boris. He said, "And the Democrats are focusing on a phone call with Ukraine. So his problem is with his own party."
Well, first of all,
is that interesting?
I think he probably still claims to be a member of the Republican Party, just like Rick Wilson or something like that. You know, these people are completely devoid of reality. They're divorced from real America. And, you know, listen, if Joe Scarborough and his 40 viewers on that show on MSNBC want to go and talk about Madisonian democracy and all that, that's fine. You know what Donald Trump's going to talk about? Baghdadi pulverized, Soleimani annihilated, stock market
jobs.
High, jobs, China, USMCA being signed tomorrow. You know what? Peep the scoreboard, Joe Scarborough. Just look at the scoreboard.
Watch
look
the ball.
Look at everything that's happened in the last 3 years. And if you could say that any one of those Democrats, or any Democrats, or Republicans for that matter, could have achieved 10% of that, I've got a Brooklyn Bridge to sell you.
He's chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group. He's Boris Epstein. Follow him right now, Boris EP. He's our regular guest here for a reason. And get his morning brief, breakfastwithboris.com. If you're enjoying the show, you know what to do. Make it possible that we continue. Why? Because it's your support of our sponsors that makes talk radio, whoever it is, Raj, Sean, Dennis, my buddies here at Salem. Go to MyPillow.com, get the incredible products of Mike Lindell, American patriot, entrepreneur par excellence. You use my name and get the biggest discounts he's ever offered on TV or radio. The pillows, the bed sheets, the pet beds, you name it. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468, special code GORKA.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I love the products. I haven't had a cold since I've started. My grandkids get sick all the time, and I don't catch what they have. I'm going to be 68 tomorrow, and I'm in great shape, and I'm very grateful. I know the balance of nature, the simplicity of it, and the purity of it has just been a tremendous blessing for me.
See how getting a variety of over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can make a difference for you this year. To help you start your New Year's resolutions right, Balance of Nature is offering 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This New Year's special won't last, so call in now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code NOW.
Imagine your cell phone is a voting booth. Every time you use your cell phone, you're voting for open borders, for gun confiscation, and for impeachment. That call to your mother just voted for abortion. Let that sink in. That is what you're doing when you spend money with the big mobile companies. Patriot Mobile is America's only cell service that donates a portion of your monthly bill to organizations fighting for values you believe in the right to bear arms, the sanctity of life, religious freedom, and our vets. Right now, switch to Patriot Mobile and get a free month when you open a new line of service. That's right, get a free month of service. Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one and get reliable nationwide service. Visit patriotmobile.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, or call 877-367-7524. Again, patriotmobile.com/Gorka, G-O-R-K-A, or 877-367-7524. Patriot Mobile, mobilizing freedom with every call you make. The amazing team at MyPillow is grateful to you. So grateful they have an incredible offer. Buy one, get one free on their incredible sheet sets. Mike Lindell has come up with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara, the Nile, and the Mediterranean all come together to create ideal weather conditions for growing the best cotton. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with long staple cotton, and he guarantees they will be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can buy one, get one free by calling 800-829-8468 and using promo code GORKA. For a limited time, you can buy one, get one free. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous? With all the recent fluctuations, it's hard to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 86% accuracy. That's right, 86%. Founded by artificial intelligence software developers, Vantage Point gives traders and investors the advantage you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented proprietary technology is able to analyze massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds. No more guessing when to get out or when to stay, buying too high and selling too low. Text money to 411-411. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 411-411. We'll send you a link to our free demo so you can kick off the new year in the black with Vantage Point Software. Text money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
But the Democrats are doing everything possible to disparage what we did with the hit on this monster. You know, many of the young men and women you see walking around without arms and without legs and without... were done by Soleimani. That's what he loved. He loved the roadside bomb. That's what he loved. Thousands and thousands and thousands in Iraq, in Afghanistan, roadside bombs. He was the king of the roadside bombs. Great percentages of people don't have legs right now and arms because of this son of a bitch. Okay? And the Democrats should be outraged by Soleimani's evil crimes, not the decision to end his wretched life. They're saying, well, he was a general, he was this, he was that. You know what? Number one, he wasn't supposed to be there. He was a designated terrorist by President Obama, who didn't do anything about it, as usual. As usual. They don't do anything. They designate and they don't do anything about it. He should have been killed 20 years ago.
One of the most popular moments from the Milwaukee rally with the president on Soleimani. We are with Boris Epstein, chief political commentator for the Sinclair Broadcast Group. Follow him, Boris EP. He just divulged to us that he's buddies with Van Jones. So I'm going to use that to ask you this question.
We are we could be friends.
No backtracking. No, sorry, it's out there.
I'm not backtracking. I don't no backpedaling here. No bicycle.
Okay.
I'm a bad bike rider.
Okay. Given who you know, I'll just say that. Given who you know, and that audio that was clearly, you know, we got him. Why would the Democrats do the following? Yesterday, House Democrats, this is Ryan Saavedra, Daily Wire, blocked a resolution that expressed support for the oppressed Iranian protesters and condemned Iran for shooting down a Ukrainian passenger plane that killed 176 people. Why would the Democrats do that, Boris? Is there any way to explain that?
I gave you that answer last week.
Please.
Because the DNC is now the INC. It's no longer the Democratic National Committee. It's the Iranian National Committee. Right. Okay? And, you know, there are people on the left, you know, people who've served the left, the General Jones, the NSC advisor.
Yes, under Obama.
He went out and said, of course this had to be done. Oh, it's just common sense. This had to be. This was a terrorist and a murderer.
But this doesn't win votes. You know, nobody's going to win votes if you're on the side of Iran in America.
That's Trump derangement syndrome is what that is. That is absolutely.
So there are no adults left, is what you're telling me, in the DNC. No. There's nobody pragmatic like a Clinton who says, guys, come on, this is nuts.
No. Absolutely not.
That's good for the president, isn't it?
Of course.
For the election.
Well, it's good for the president. It's actually good for the country. You know why? Because the deranged people are making themselves small. They're marginalizing themselves.
Right.
Okay? And that's what we are frankly looking at. We're talking about this during break. There is a large reality here that Bernie Sanders could be their nominee. If you look at the early states, he is with either leading or within the margin of error. In Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, South Carolina, he's down big, but then he's up or within a margin in California.
So the time is good for Bernie?
And he's on the rise, and it's good for Bernie. But here's the thing. If Bernie's their nominee, the Democratic Party, first of all, he's not even a Democrat. That's where the DNC first messed up. They shouldn't even let him in, but they did.
Like AOC.
Right. They're not Democrats. But he's in the Democratic Party now. Is in their primaries. If he's their nominee, people go, well, you know, he could win Michigan. Well, you know, I was actually just at the campaign today, and I had some high-level meetings there. Sure, and this is what we discussed. Sure, he could win Michigan. But he's also probably going to lose New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And he could put New York in play. The map gets rewritten, and right. You could be looking at a...
Because of his baggage, it gets rewritten.
But because he's so far left, right? That nobody who is within a mile of moderacy is going to be voting for Bernie Sanders. So you're looking at California all of a sudden in the general election being in play. New York being in play. Nevada, forget it. That's totally going for the president if Bernie's the nominee.
Right.
So sure, they could nominate, but that's on the road they're on. They're on the road to marginalization because the Republican Party under Donald Trump has absolutely taken over everything that's pragmatic and common sense.
Yeah. And works.
And works.
Everybody on the call board, don't go anywhere. MJ, Frank, Jeff, Sophia, Lisa, we will get to you, but we've got a few minutes left with Boris. It's a big day. I have to get him to comment on this. This was Nancy Pelosi earlier today, cut 13.
We are here today to cross a very important threshold in American history. On December 18th, the House of Representatives passed articles of impeachment of Donald Trump, articles of impeachment for abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. And yes, it is a fact. When someone is impeached, they are always impeached. It cannot be erased. So I stand by that comment, although I know you don't like hearing it.
So she, what kind of comment is that? You don't like hearing it? Is she in high school? So we have the announcement of the managers. Nancy's chosen the managers. The articles are being transmitted to the Senate. What is it looking like right now, Boris? As an insider guy who's followed these issues for years and years and years, short trial, long trial, witnesses, no witnesses, what's your expectation?
First of all, to borrow a phrase, Nancy Pelosi is stumbling, fumbling with that whole thing, huh? She can't even get the words out.
As usual.
What a mess. You know, I was watching part of it. I asked somebody who was with me. I said, if you had to ask one person between Pelosi, Jay Nadler, and Schiff for directions to anywhere, who would you ask?
Whoever's leading them, right?
But you'd have to ask someone.
No!
It's a mess. They're a disaster. So it's looking like this. It's looking like there's going to be a trial in the Senate, which there should be a trial in the Senate. There probably won't. If there are some witnesses, it'll be one or two witnesses, unless they do the witness exchange that Ted Cruz has proposed, which I'm all for. Let's do it.
Hardball.
Let's do it.
Right.
Sure. So I think it's going to be, I could see it being a 3 to 4 week trial.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that.
Sounds right.
And some witnesses. And then the president gets acquitted. I mean, you've seen the Republican Party stand behind the president. Republican senators are standing behind the president. And you know why? Because it's the right thing to do constitutionally.
Yeah.
These articles are an absolute aberration. It's a bastardization of the Constitution. It is disgusting what they've done with these articles.
And there's no crime.
And there's no
obstruction
crime.
Obstruction of Congress is not a crime, Nancy Pelosi.
And here's the honest truth. You don't have to have committed a crime to be impeached, but you have to have done something wrong.
Done something wrong.
It's high crimes and misdemeanors. The president did nothing wrong. He's standing up for this country.
Asking the Ukrainian government to investigate corruption is not a crime, and it's not wrong.
And you know what? How we know that these articles are a sham? Because the Democrats are admitting it. They're saying, well, now we've got the super duper piece of paper from a hotel.
Yes, right.
And you know what? Without it, you can't convict. You can't remove it because we got the paper.
If you're not familiar with this, note papers were dropped by somebody yesterday on the committee saying this is our new evidence. And they're so,
like
so absurd. One of them actually says, and Jeff picked this up, I'm going to do my magic and seal the deal. Who writes a note to themselves saying, I'm going to do my magic?
You know what? Maybe it was Dear Diary.
Adam Schiff was busy. He was scribbling. We've been talking to Boris Epstein. Follow him right now on Boris EP on Twitter and get his briefings every morning. Breakfastwithboris.com. Back with your calls here on America First. And then General Flynn's lawyer, Sidney Powell.
happy?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe. I can breathe.
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-880-7474. That's 1-800-880-7474. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-880-7474.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Paging Rhonda Howard, maiden name Jensen. See the agent at gate 6.
These days, it seems like we're hearing about another data breach all the time.
Jose Navarro, login JONAV03, gate 6, please.
And if your private info has been breached, it's almost like it's being broadcast to identity thieves.
Brenda Lawson, bank account number 0040891, report to gate 6.
Good thing there's LifeLock identity theft protection to detect a wide range of threats you might miss on your own. If there's a problem, a U.S.-based specialist will work to fix it.
Travis Matthews, social security number 55168...
No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock helps look out for you, whether or not your information is exposed in a breach. Join now and save up to 25% off your first year by using promo code SMART at LifeLock.com. That's promo code SMART for 25% off. Terms apply.
My name's Nancy. Nancy Pelosi. How careless of me. I've made you all wet.
Yes, but my martini's still dry. My name's Dr. G.
We are back in the house. Gollum has been kicked out. And we are going to welcome your calls in a moment. First, as I promised, and before Sidney Powell comes on the show, here is the statement yesterday evening from General Mike Flynn. Today, General Michael T. Flynn has exercised his right to move to withdraw his plea of guilty because the government has engaged in bad faith and vindictive conduct, and it has breached the plea agreement pursuant to which he has cooperated for 2 years. The government only recently learned of this motion, and it has not replied on the withdrawal. It agreed yesterday to a continuance of 30 days because of the many developments, including the prosecutor's recent filing and its production in December of 337 pages of 302s and handwritten notes that we have long been promised. General Flynn is innocent of all charges. The government's allegations are false, and evidence the government released only recently needs to be reviewed and addressed. Mr. Flynn was always truthful, and future filings will make that clear. General Flynn has been targeted by vindictive and unprincipled prosecutors. More with Sidney Powell in the next segment, but I promised to get back to your calls. Let's go to Frank in Cleveland, line two. Welcome, Frank, to America First.
Thank you, Sebastian. Anyway, yesterday's debate, I did not hear it or see it live. However, there was a little comment that came over the radio on our 1420 AM here in Cleveland, and it was this. And I finally have a definition from, I think it was Elizabeth Warren. It was a woman speaking. By the way, I said I did not see it, but I heard this quip on 1420 AM here in Cleveland. Her threshold in definition of babies. She finally spoke of helping the babies. Well, the point was she was promoting a benefit for schools, and then she said we must provide this, in so many words, provide this for our babies. And finally. So now we've got, I guess, 5 years and older will meet the criteria for Democrats to define a baby. They've been killing them up until, I guess, school. So now we have their definition.
And don't forget, she's a good Catholic, Frank. Remember that.
I don't think so, however, but anyway.
I know. I was being ironical. Yeah, she doesn't care. She doesn't care about the children. If she did, she wouldn't have a party that's been backing Planned Parenthood's genocide in America, especially of the black community. Yeah, Frank,
absolutely.
It's all just about power. Thank you so much. Let's go to Sophia in San Francisco, line four. Welcome, Sophia. Hello, Sophia. Are you there? Lisa, line five, California.
Hi, Dr. G.
Hey.
I had to call based on that guy bragging about how progressive California
how,
is.
How great, Dave, who said California is just great. Well, he lives in Arizona to begin with. You live in California. What's your response to Dave, Lisa?
Yes. I've lived here my entire life. I'd like to remind him that everybody who's listening, Kamala Harris and our Governor Gruesome Newsom said California is the future. So this is what they do not care about. We have the greatest inequality of poor people to rich people because, as you say, the middle class is leaving. We have the highest number of homeless in absolute numbers and per capita. There are poop and needles on the street in San Francisco, a medical convention used to have their convention there every year. 2 years ago, they're not doing it anymore because they consider it a health hazard. We have the highest utility costs because of this insane renewable mandate, and they do not consider hydroelectric power renewable. We have the highest taxes, the highest regulations, the highest cost of gas due to those gas taxes. They've passed a law, I don't know when it's going to take effect, 55 gallons of water per person.
Yeah.
That's a load of clothes and a shower, which means I'm going to have to let my front yard die.
I'm up against the heartbreak. So for you, it's not paradise in California.
No, not anymore.
Okay, well, with your permission, we're going to continue the discussion with Jennifer Horn, and I'm going to purloin that phrase. I don't know if you came up with it, but it is superb. Gruesome Newsom. Will you stay on the line, Lisa? Great call. I want to give you a copy of The War for America's Soul. Back to your calls.
Then
the previous one. Why We Fight.
Okay.
Stay on the line. We've got choices here. We can do everything. We will get back to your calls in a moment. We are broadcasting from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. We know you have a choice if you suffer from daily aches and daily pain. You can take regular painkillers, prescription painkillers, those stinky salves and ointments. But how about a fourth option? Do what I do. I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for almost a decade, 9 years. Nothing I did worked. Every Sunday I'd kneel down in church and it would get excruciating. But then I started taking Relief Factor. And 2 weeks later, I was pain-free, and that was 13 months ago. You could be one of those success stories. Go to ReliefFactor.com right now. Order the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee you, Dr. G promises if you take it for 3 weeks, morning and evening, you'll know if it works for you like it works for me. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. You deserve it. Back with your calls here on America First after these messages.
Want a New Year's resolution that's easy to keep? Resolve to help protect your identity and personal information with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock alerts you to potential threats to your identity. They see more than what you can see by just monitoring your own credit, like your information on the dark web. And if you have a problem, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialists know the steps to take to help resolve your case. After all, only 1 in 5 identity theft victims who had accounts opened in their name discovered their theft through a bank or credit card company. Of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock is the New Year's resolution that's not only easy to keep, it'll help you protect what you've worked so hard for. Get LifeLock for up to 25% off your first year with promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, at LifeLock.com. That's promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A, for up to 25% off at LifeLock.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner, getting out is probably a top priority. And now that annual maintenance fees are coming due, this ongoing burden and expense is at the top of your list. Thankfully, we can help. Let us do for you what we have done for thousands of others across the country. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Lone Star Transfer has a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We are a family-owned business and will personally make sure your experience is a pleasant one. Don't let another day go by with maintenance fees taking your hard-earned money. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or online at LoneStarTransfer.com. That's LoneStarTransfer.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
Reinventing yourself in the new year starts at home. Breathe fresh new life into your home this year with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. From cellular shades to wood blinds to Roman shades and more. Go to Blinds.com now through January 28th and save up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. That's up to 40% on everything. Plus, get an extra $20 off with promo code PRAGER. Blinds.com, promo code PRAGER. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to America First with Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.
Welcome back, dear friends. Our number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Our brand new PatriotMobile.com text line is 703-869-1262. That's 703-869-1262. In a moment, we'll have General Flynn's counsel, Sidney Powell, with us, but let me finish just this very brief statement from General Flynn last night, after which he withdrew his guilty plea. In the summer of 2019, General Flynn refused to perjure himself for the prosecutors in a case against a former partner in his private business. This refusal to be coerced into a lie led the government to file a new sentencing memorandum in which it reversed course and withdrew both its representation that General Flynn provided substantial assistance and its recommendation for a departure as contractually mandated by the plea agreement. For these reasons, and for further substantive and serious reasons that will be filed at a later date, General Flynn has instructed his counsel to withdraw his guilty plea. General Flynn is innocent of the charges against him. He has fulfilled his commitments to cooperate with the investigation in good faith. The same cannot be said for the prosecution. We will work now to reclaim his good name for the sake and that of his family, and to help restore trust in our justice system by standing up against the scandal and abuses of his unjust prosecution. I have in front of me the whole filing on behalf of General Flynn. It is, oh my gosh, it's huge. It's at least 100 pages long. We're going to digest it after the show and give you the most important summary of what it actually means, not only for the whole Russia collusion hoax and for the future of this good man, but what it means for you. Because let's be very clear about all of this. This isn't just a personal issue for me as somebody who worked for General Flynn. I wasn't part of the National Security Council, but I worked in the White House when he was National Security Advisor. But before the inauguration, for several months, I worked for General Flynn in something called the Presidential Transition Team. When you get to the end of a presidential election cycle, when there's only two candidates left, the Democrat and the Republican, the federal government steps in, and you are invited to create your candidate's presidential transition team. These are volunteer positions. Nobody gets paid to do it, but the federal government provides, pays for resources. They provided us offices near the White House. It was rather peculiar that we were on one floor and Hillary Clinton's presidential transition team was on the other floor. So you had to be careful who was in the elevator with you. But you start to build that potential presidential cabinet's structure. You prepare your plans for what happens if your candidate wins. Who's going to be invited into government? What restructuring is going to happen? And the National Security Advisor is a unique position. Why? Because he's not congressionally confirmed. And I spent those months working with General Flynn, preparing President Trump for the takeover. And now he's made a big decision. Here's his counsel, Sidney Powell, author of the bestseller Licensed to Lie. Follow her right now, Sidney Powell 1 on Twitter. Welcome back to America First, Sidney.
No, thanks so much, Dr. Gorka. I appreciate it.
I read large chunks of the statement that was forwarded to me last night as soon as it went viral. Can you explain for our listeners across the country why your client, General Flynn, took the decision to withdraw his guilty plea?
Well, for one thing, we had to do it as to render him effective assistance of counsel because the government is in breach of the plea agreement, which is a contract. And there's a Supreme Court case called Puckett that essentially tells defense lawyers you've got to move to withdraw a guilty plea if the prosecution's in breach or you waive it. So the prosecution filed a sentencing memo just a week ago, January 7th, saying that they wanted to send Flynn to prison and retract their agreement that he get probation.
Because he had been cooperating. That was the premise, wasn't it? You had a deal.
Oh, yeah.
He was cooperating, therefore no prison time. And then according to the statement, and correct me, please, because these are hot details. According to the statement, the prosecutors tried to get Mike Flynn, General Flynn, to perjure himself in another case. And so this is the reason that they broke the deal, and therefore he's withdrawing his guilty plea. Correct.
Correct. And there are a number of other reasons that he would withdraw it also, but that was the precipitating reason for the motion to withdraw.
So
And if they don't agree to this, we will have a truckload more to dump on them shortly.
So we have a minute left with you, Sidney Powell. Very quickly, what's the next stage? How much time does the government have to respond to your withdrawal of General Flynn's guilty plea?
They have 14 days, but also prior to that, they have agreed for a 30-day continuance of the sentencing. So as soon as the judge enters an order, I assume he will grant that delay since both parties agreed on it. Then we can proceed with briefing if they're stupid enough to brief it instead of going ahead and agreeing that he can withdraw his plea now, because I'm telling you, I've got enough stuff. It's only going to get worse for them.
Well, we are so glad that you are now counsel to General Mike Flynn. In the last 30 seconds we have with you, how is the general doing?
He's doing great, thank you. And it's MikeFlynnDefenseFund.org.
You read my mind.
Of the American people who have poured in support. We're working on a shoestring budget. All the lawyers have dramatically reduced their rates, me in particular, and we are determined to win this, and
okay.
I won't quit until we do.
That's the spirit. She read my mind right now, my friends. MikeFlynnDefenseFund.org. Help this patriot. Support this patriot. This is incredibly expensive. They've been persecuting this man, Mike Flynn, with two N's. MikeFlynnDefenseFund.org. Whatever you can donate, do it now. God bless, Sidney Powell. Keep doing what you do. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Back to your calls in a moment here on America First, 833-334-6752. We are broadcasting from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, I take it every single day. Why? Because it's real. I don't promote, I don't endorse anything that doesn't work or isn't genuine. Salem are so good about this. If you're a show host, you get to choose. And my standard is like everybody else's. If it works, I'll do it. If it doesn't, not interested. Relief Factor is the real deal. It's a natural supplement that attacks the source of your pain, which is, of course, the inflammation. Find out if it can work for you like it's working for me and tens of thousands of Americans across the country right now by going to ReliefFactor.com, ordering your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Surely that's worth it to you to be liberated from your daily aches and pains. $19.95. Do it now. ReliefFactor.com. Back to your calls here on America First in a moment.
Oh, wow!
It can't be.
Oh, yes, yes, yes!
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe. I can breathe.
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Thinking about life insurance? Did you know in just a few minutes you can find the best price from up to 10 price competitive companies for free? You can with SelectQuote. For example, George is 39. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $22 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Do you know who has the fastest growing TV show in America right now? It's my buddy. It's your buddy. It's Eric Bolling. His show is called America This Week. It is crushing everybody else. You should be watching it. It's across the nation. You can watch it live 7 p.m. this evening. I'll be on it. Go to WJLA.com. WJLA.com. Eric Bolling's new show, America This Week. Back to your calls, 833-334-6752. Let's go to line two, John in Ohio. Welcome, John.
Hi, Dr. Gorka. How you doing?
Very well, my friend.
Can you hear me okay? Your signal is breaking. I can try to call you back.
No, I can hear you perfectly. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to make this real quick comment, and I'll hang up and listen for your response. It seems to me a lot of these Democrats and the ilk of Joe Scarborough, and you hear from examples of people like refugees of Ilhan Omar, do not have a working knowledge of the Constitution. And it never ceases to amaze me, immigrants that came here legally are made to study the Constitution like my dear departed mom. And they have a better understanding of what the Constitution means and what goes behind it and the work involved than a lot of these Democrats and even some of these Rhino Republicans. And I just wanted to say this to you, Dr. Gorka, because I know you're also an immigrant. I wanted to say God bless you. And thank you, even though you're up there in the upper echelons and talk, you know, and advisors for Trump, you take the time to talk to the regular person like myself and our veterans and everybody else. And I just want to say I love your show. And thank you for your book, by the way. I gift wrapped it for myself and gave it to myself on Christmas Day. War for America's Soul.
I like that, John. That's very kind. Look, you know what the Constitution is to the Democrats today? And this isn't the Democrats of yesteryear. I mean, 40, 50 years ago, they were as patriotic as the rest of America. You think JFK and others, hard, hard anti-communist, pro-national security. Today, the Constitution, John, it's a political weapon. It's a prop. They couldn't care less. If they did, why would they bring impeachment articles against the President of the United States? With no crime. There's no crime. Obstruction of Congress isn't a crime. And then they say it's about saving the Constitution. No, it's about maintaining power. It's about stealing power. And yes, your comments are well taken because the immigrant, like your mother, chose this country. And when you choose a country to live in, you have to know it. You have to love it. It's not an accident of birth. It is a conscious choice. Keep safe, John. I think you were driving. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Jennifer Horn. More of your calls here on America First. The number is 833-334-6752. 833-334-6752. Text line 703-869-1262.
Beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies.
Grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.